You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report right now. Nuggets lost by 1 point last night to the Dallas Mavericks. They will travel to Portland for a game tomorrow night, but the Avs are back home tonight. They got the ice down at Ball Arena.
Nice.
And the Avs are going to take on Boston
tonight. I saw the Avs head coach was here at the station yesterday. I missed him.
What?
Jared, what's his name? Yeah.
Did you go get your picture taken with
him? No, he came in after I left. I would have gone in there and said, hey, great season.
You know, they got a lot of players hurt. You know, McKinnon's out for a month. You should have stuck around and volunteered to lace them up and get out on the ice.
Like, hey, give me a shot, coach. Give me a shot.
I'd like to see you check somebody into the boards.
Oh, my God. I'd get slaughtered, man. They'd kill me.
You know, the funny thing about that, too, quickly, before we move on, no matter what the sport is, but primarily like football and hockey and basketball, those three primarily, the speed of professional athletes is mind-numbing. And you can't really see it when you're just watching a game on TV because everybody's kind of, you know, and the camera's moving with them. And,
yeah, you got to see it in person.
But in real life, if you stand there and you see how fast those guys on skates on the ice.
They're zipping around.
Hauling ass down, you know, the rink.
And then be able to cut it in an instant and go backwards.
I mean, it really is insane how talented professional athletes are.
Yeah, it is, man.
Oh, man. I just wish so many of them weren't putzes. But, hey, I've heard you talk about this many times, so I'm going to give you a little credit here. They went out and surveyed people, and they asked how many of you could land an airplane in an emergency.
I posted this on our Facebook. I was like, man, piece of cake.
Yeah, because you've said that for years. You're like, I could land a plane.
Absolutely.
Now, along with the help of air traffic control, and I'm thinking the way airplanes are built these days, it probably isn't.
They basically land themselves. Air traffic control would tell you what buttons to hit, what levers to pull, and they're like, kick
back.
Yeah, but
not if you're flying like a little Cessna or something like that. You know, those
even easier. Those are even easier. You just coast in.
Anyway, I thought about you, and I saw the 1 in 4 people can land a plane if need be.
Isn't that funny?
I also thought of you with this story. I was just writing a piece about this for Mindbender Club patrons. It has to do with how we shouldn't give up the hand sanitizer yet, because they did a little study on self-checkout stations at stores. And this could be grocery stores or department stores or whatever. But I live for self-checkout. I can't even remember the last time I went through a checkout with a checker. It's been that long. I mean, I do self-checkout and everything. Anyway, the study has found that those stations are absolutely flooded with harmful bacteria. And it does include the F word.
Fecal, bro. It's everywhere.
For those of you who are really into your true crime on Netflix and shows like that, and let's just tell it like it is. The bulk of people who are into these shows are women. And I would love to see a study of why that is. I'm not saying no men watch them, but out of every 100 people who are addicted to true crime shows and murder shows, I'm going to say 80 out of 100 are women.
You're probably right.
I mean, every woman that I know is like crazy about this stuff. Anyway, this thing has gotten out now about a secret code that you can plug into Netflix. When you do a search, you plug in this 4-digit code and it will pull up all the true crime shows for you that you can sift through.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering, did you post this on Facebook too?
I might have, yeah. I think.
If you didn't, maybe we will. But the code is 9875. So you just go to your Netflix. This works on Netflix. I can't speak for the other platforms. You just go to the search page. You type in 9875. And hundreds of shows and movies will pop up.
Yeah.
Because they tag. Netflix tags their
shows. Categories, yeah.
Yeah, with a category thing. It's like a keyword almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jeremy alluded to this. It's definitely a news for nerds story, but they wanted to find out why we tend to get sick more in the winter than we do in the summer. And it's not like, oh, because it's cold outside. That has something to do with it, but that's not the reason. The reason is because of your damn nose. It turns out that cold air affects how well the immune cells in your nose are able to fight off certain viruses. And your nose is a super highway for viruses. They come shooting up in there. And when your nose gets cold, then it's not able to fight off the bacteria as well. The immune cells kind of go to sleep.
Yeah, they slow down or die off, it sounds like.
Yeah. So viruses have an easier time, they say, replicating. And so you're more likely to get sick during the winter because your nose is not working at its full potential.
Right.
Its full capacity.
There you go. Mom said, cover
your
face.
By the way, you were sniffling.
I still got a tickle. Yeah, it's the little cough is what's hanging on. So other than that, I feel pretty good. But yeah, it's the tickle right there.
You look terrible.
Right though. In the back there. Do I think?
What else is trending?
The People's Choice Awards were on last night. Did you catch this, Thom? I'm sure you sat down and watched the People's Choice Award. Lizzo.
My choice was to not watch.
Lizzo was one of the highlights last night.
I like Lizzo.
We play Lizzo. We like her music. She received the People's Champion Award. And she did something kind of cool. She says, to be an icon isn't about how long you've had to perform or how long you've had your platform. Being an icon is what you do with that platform. So that's sure. Kind of cool. And then she brought up 17 female activists on stage, introduced each one of them by name, and then explained what they do, all the work that they do. So that was actually kind of a cool moment of the show last night. Now, let me ask you, do they know beforehand that they're getting this People's Choice Award? Because that would have been awkward if she didn't get it and she invited these 17 ladies along with her.
Listen,
for
just
nothing.
In case I win.
Listen, you got my back? So anyway.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Just thinking out loud, I'm like,
she had to know.
She had to have known. Shania Twain made an appearance. She said, this story says she lit up the stage with a melody of her hits. And I was just watching some of, medley of her hits. And I was just watching some of them. She's still got it. She's doing good. and then Olivia Wilde. Did you see the story about her see-through dress?
I read the headline, but I didn't see the photo.
There's an entire video. She just wore basically a see-through dress, and she won something and went up there and talked, and you could see things. Like, wow. All right. Well, that's cool. That's going on.
I heard in the what I was reading is that they say this is like her middle finger to Harry Styles.
It's supposed to be like a revenge dress or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, she's like,
look
how good I look. Harry Styles,
right?
Yeah, so anyway, if you were into that, check out that video online. I may or may not have watched a few minutes of it. The top TikTok food trends of 2022 have been released. I was going through the list. I think we've talked about all of these on the trending report throughout the year.
Like what?
The number one thing that came in, I don't know if we talked about this, though. It was called cloud bread. It just has three ingredients, eggs, cream cheese, and cream of tartar. That was the number one, 3.4 billion views for recipes for cloud bread this year.
Where does the bread part of it come?
I don't know. Maybe
there's no flour, like even almond flour.
They said the simplest version of it had three ingredients.
Huh.
So I don't know. Maybe I'll dig deeper on that. Maybe
I
won't. Charcuterie boards came in as a biggie.
God.
The mug cake, where you can make a chocolate cake in a mug. Pink sauce. We talked about pink sauce, a recipe for pink sauce that you dip things in. The one that I want to try, honorable mention also to butter boards. We did talk about the butter boards, where it's like a charcuterie board. You put butter all over it, and then with various seasonings, and then you dip bread in it. You kind of smear your bread across the butter board. That sounds good. The one I really like and the one I want to try is the nacho tables. Have you seen this? Where you take your dining room table and cover it in foil, then put your chips down all over the table. And then put toppings all over the chips, all on the table. So essentially, you're having a big get-together, a big party, and somebody just walks over to your dining room table, and it's a giant platter of nachos.
That's funny.
Isn't that great? And they have, like, people pouring buckets of nacho cheese all over the table and everything. Cleanup looks a little like a nightmare,
yeah.
But that was a biggie on TikTok this year. For all those of you...
I would say this, though. And this sounds, I'm about to put on my Jeremy hat.
What's
for
that?
A moment. The whole concept of group nachos seems a little
well, there's a lot of finger licking, a lot of thumb sucking.
Yeah.
It does. I know.
Yeah.
I get it. You know where my mind instantly went? Because I'm watching them pour all this molten hot cheese all over this table. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they're ruining that table.
Yeah,
like, nobody's accounting for the high heat that you're putting on the table, and you're going to rip your finish off of it. For those of you keeping track, the Good Morning America hosts Amy Robach and TJ Holmes have now been taken off the air, while ABC calls their affair a, quote, internal and external distraction. This is the most I've heard about Good Morning America in years.
Yeah, what did you see?
This is
great
publicity.
What we predicted last week came true, because last week we were talking about how they had made an announcement that they weren't going to do anything to these guys.
Yep.
And I said, yeah, they better not, because the ratings are going to go through the roof.
Yep.
And sure enough, they said it was the highest ratings for Good Morning America in years.
I know, man. I've been kind of keeping track with this on TMZ a little bit. It's pretty juicy. And again, I know you made the point. It's like, what's the big deal? But
what is the big deal?
It's a black eye for the show, I think.
Why?
Because you're not a reputable, credible news source now. You're just a couple of people having affairs that you're tuning in to see what's going on. Seeing if they're making eyes at each other while they're talking about Ukraine, you know?
Well, yeah, okay.
That's the only reason. They got to get rid of him. Really quick, I do want to give you this story because I want to play some audio of a 59-year-old dude from San Diego, Scott Nelson. He's a sword swallower. Murrigan the Mystic, it looks like, is what he goes by. Anyway, okay. He was performing at Six Flags in Maryland back in October, and something went horribly wrong with the swords when he had them in his mouth. Here's the audio.
I swallowed 5 swords at once, but what had happened is I let go of the bunch too soon, and they scissored out inside of me, which means some of the blades went in different directions.
Oh, my God. It basically sliced up his insides. Do I have what happened? Scissored his abdominal cavity and pierced the lobe of his liver. Isn't that, like, cringeworthy, man? Scissored up his insides. I'm surprised he's alive, honestly. All right, that's crazy. Let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
On Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a Guinness World Record to a guy that really loves baby Jesus. It's an Iowa man. And his collection of 2,539 nativity scenes. He's been buying them since the 50s. The current record is 1,800, so he's blowing way past that. So check out all these nativity scenes on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
You know, whatever brings him joy.
I know, man.